recently at the 10th annual Mars Society Convention in Los Angeles, California, in the UCLA campus. And this is Jerry. Jerry, tell us a little about the convention that we're at.
Well, the convention is the 10th anniversary, or the 10th convention that we've had, where we get Mars aficionados from around the planet, planet Earth. And basically we just get together and talk about what's going on, what the new developments are, get information from NASA, and show what the different chapters are up to and how they can do the outreach.
And is the goal to civilize another planet? Like, is the goal to like have life on Mars?
Yes, basically the Mars Society goals are to explore Mars. We've already been to the moon, we don't need to go back. And we go on to Mars, and basically we form another branch of human civilization there.
And what is this that you're showing me right now with the monitor?
Well, the monitor here is getting a radio signal, a video signal, from our little rover over there. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I do is I go out to schools and museums and things like that, and I talk about Mars, talk about putting people on Mars, and talk about what we're doing for Mars exploration.
Now, how is Mars exploration different than moon exploration? Because I know we had a rover on the
right.
moon as well.
Well, the big difference is that Mars is twice as big as the moon. The moon does not have an atmosphere. Mars does. So that's going to be a big difference right there.
We can actually atmosphere that is inhabitable?
Not really inhabitable, but you can use it to save on rocket fuel. When you go to the moon, you have to take all of your supplies with you. You know,
right.
all the rocket fuel to get to the moon.
It's like going camping.
Orbit. It's more
than
going
camping. You
got to
bring everything with you.
Exactly.
Right.
Everything. Including the air, the water, the rocket fuel. On Mars, though, we can go there, and because it has an atmosphere and it has all the same minerals that we have on Earth, you can actually live off the land there. You can go to Mars, you can make rocket fuel out of the atmosphere, so you can send a ship empty there, it lands, and spends the
now
next 2 years.
Now, you're certain of this?
Yes.
So why have we not inhabited Mars already?
For one thing, it's too far away. It's our moon is only 250,000 miles away. Mars is anywhere from 35 million to 250 million miles away. And that changes every 26 months because Mars is in orbit around the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go there, we try and go there in when Mars is close to the Earth. So we get the cheap flights.
Which is, exactly. I fly Southwest, honey.
Exactly.
I know all about it. So what time of the year would the Mars be closest to the Earth?
Well, the next time it's coming in is this December, right around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So Mars will be within about 55 million miles of the Earth. 13 months later, it's going to be on the other side of the Sun. 13 months after that, Mars will come in for another close approach.
13 months? You've got to wait 13 months?
Yeah.
It's a long
Mars
time.
Mars is on the outside track.
Gotcha. And so you really feel that, like, if we landed there, what sort of provisions would we need to bring? Like, lumber? You know, Gatorade, Red Bull.
Exactly.
What do we need to bring?
Well, actually, let's walk over this way for
walk
a second.
Walk over here.
Okay, so basically, we send an Earth return vehicle to Mars. It lands, it builds its own fuel. 2 years later, when Mars comes around again, we send another one of those, but then we send a habitat module like this that lands on Mars with people in it.
Yeah.
So if there's any problem, they can jump out of the habitat module, get into the Earth return vehicle, and head back.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they stay on Mars for 500 days until the planet comes around again and we can get the cheap flights again.
Get the cheap flights.
Yeah. So basically, Mars is a lot like Earth. It has a day that's only 40 minutes longer. So that means we can have a greenhouse. We can build our own food while we're there. So we don't have to take
and
a
like
of
normal food, like vegetables and broccoli and
exactly.
cauliflower.
Yeah, you're probably not going to be raising sheep or cattle at that point, but that may
that's
be
right. I'm
down
a vegetarian.
The line. Yeah. Okay, but you can raise your own food. You can make rocket fuel through refuel your ship from the Martian atmosphere. There's probably a lot of water just under the surface of Mars in the form of ice.
Probably.
Well, that's what we're finding. That's what we've got robots
that's
going to Mars.
That's why we're here at the Mars Society Convention.
Yeah, and right now we've flown a spacecraft to Mars. It'll get there next May, and it's actually going to land up in the North Polar regions of Mars, right up around in here, where there's a big ice cap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to dig. It's going to be able to dig down about 2 feet, and it's going to look not only for water ice, but it's also going to look for anything that might be living in that water ice. So we haven't found any Martian life yet, but we may.
You may.
We may. And if not, the planet's ours for taking.
And I think we need a place to go because obviously Earth is overpopulated.
Very much so. And Mars, because it does not have any oceans on the surface.
Is this Mars here?
This is Mars. It does have the ice caps in the North Pole, but because Mars does not have any oceans, the land area of Mars is almost exactly the same as the dry land area on Earth.
Really?
So we've got a whole environment, a whole world that's just waiting for us.
And now, do you believe that there is life on Mars?
Not yet.
Not yet. You think we will be the first to inhabit it?
We will probably be the first. There may have been life at one point, but that was probably several billion years ago, when Mars was more Earth-like. You know, Mars did have a polar ocean at one time.
So do you think that several billion years from now, Earth will be Mars-like and have no inhabitants on it?
That's quite possible. In fact, it may be sooner than that, because the way we're kind of using up the planet as it is.
My glass is half full, honey.
Exactly.
All right, well,
then we have two worlds to go to.
Well, I have many worlds to go to. All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
Jared from Mars Society Convention, is there a URL?
MarsSanDiego.org is where I'm from.
There it is.
But it's MarsSociety.org would be the main website.
Martians.
You betcha.
Not aliens.
Yeah.
Martians.
There's the wave.